This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Ag Wired, and I am here with Tom Field, and we are at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Kissimmee, Florida. Tom, how are you?
Great, thanks.
Well, Tom, thanks for sitting down with us. You know, you handle all sorts of things for NCBA, but obviously one of your areas of expertise is producer education. So can you talk about some of the things you're doing right now to help educate producers?
Well, we do a number of things. One of the things that we're really proud of is the Stockmanship and Stewardship Tour, where we feature a couple of our clinicians, Ron Gill from Texas and Kurt Pate from Montana, helping producers remind themselves about that time-honored art of stockmanship and low-stress cattle handling, which does a couple of things. One, we improve productivity of cattle when we handle cattle correctly, and secondly, we improve our image as an industry. So we've been really excited about that tour and the work it's done of teaching those skills again to producers and their employees around the country. We've just wrapped up setting the Cattlemen's College curriculum for our winter meeting in Nashville, and we'll be offering 18 really exciting sessions that we think are focused not only on cutting-edge technologies, new opportunities to grow beef demand, but also approaches to how to manage risk and profitability in these really chaotic economic times. Long-term, I can tell you that we're starting to get nervous that some of our traditional partners in the land-grant university, as we watch funding erode for extension and for teaching and even research in production agriculture, we're becoming concerned about that. So that's probably another area that you'll see NCBA get more involved in, trying to help determine what's the best way forward in terms of a research and development infrastructure for the industry.
Great. Now, Tom, you mentioned that the producers are struggling. We're having economic challenges in this country, but not only that, but we're having challenges with drought in the South. So how exactly is that affecting the cattle business and as well as the herd size?
Well, the reality is that drought has been an ever-present risk in our business forever. We're a land-dependent, weather-affected industry and have been since the first cattle came to this continent. Drought on a widespread scale does two things. One, it limits the opportunities for producers to have choices in how they manage cattle. And secondly, at some point in time, it creates a cost structure to where break-evens aren't even possible in these historic high markets, and so liquidation becomes the option. In states like Texas that have been under long-term, you know, nearly a year-long drought in many parts of that state, coupled with high input costs, coupled with a really unfriendly regulatory environment where it would seem that this government seems just intent on creating barriers to free enterprise. At some point in time, what I refer to as the burden of accumulated aggravation becomes too heavy and producers liquidate. And drought speeds that choice up in tough times. We think a lot of producers will come back when conditions improve. But we'll lose some producers, and we're going to lose some capacity in the short run.
So if we lose capacity, what is that going to do to meet prices and availability? Will it affect it? And if so, is this something we're going to see yet this year, or is this sort of a trickle effect where we're going to really see this hit home after next, basically in 2012?
Well, drawdowns in the inventory certainly play out over time. They're not, because we have a long biological cycle in cattle production, we don't see that response at the meat case immediately. The good news is this. Because we have done such a good job of creating high per animal productivity levels, we've been able to offset herd losses with improvements in productivity. For example, today's average carcass weight's 15 to 20 pounds heavier than a year ago because there's been some incentive to grow that production. In the long term, left unabated, continued decline in the cow herd will in fact eventually result in a demand and supply situation where we'll see some increase in food prices. But I think consumers are concerned about that on their total food bill. Certainly not only in the United States, but worldwide, we're seeing something in the neighborhood of a global 1 to 1.5% increase in food prices as a result of lots of things, drought being part of it, ethanol policy being part of it, biofuels policy, trade, etc. All those things have an impact. So unabated, potentially creates some challenges for us in terms of having product priced correctly. But with a lot of the rest of the country that's in pretty good shape from a grass perspective, I think we'll see herd expansion in those regions help offset the losses we're seeing in the drought region. And what we're really hopeful is that producers, when they get rain and get conditions back in a way that makes them profitable again, that they'll return to the business.
So, Tom, for some of these producers who might be struggling a little bit now, NCBA has resources for them to help manage their business. Is that correct? And if so, you know, what's a call to action to some of these producers?
Well, the most important thing is to take advantage of the programs that are available either through federal or state agencies and to focus on those things. Certainly now is the time for I think producers to really sharpen the pencil, to really think long term and strategically about their business. We're certainly here to support producers in that process, and we have a huge value in our state affiliates. The state cattlemen's organizations are really key in these kind of environments because they are we're a grassroots organization, and those grassroots ventures are critical. But we know there's no recipe. We know that individual producers have to make some choices based on their local conditions, and that's the hard part about this. I wish there were do A, B, and C, and it all turns out in the end. The challenge is each ranch is a little bit different, facing some different challenges. But one thing that they can count as an NCBA will advocate every single day to return sanity to our government and return a free enterprise setting where we're unencumbered by too much regulation.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
But my pleasure.